Why save money anyway? I meet folks all the time who say, I am never going to retire. My philosophy is to live for the day and not save a bunch of money for a day that I may never reach. Well, when someone tells me that, I am always tempted to respond, why stop there? If you can simply will your way to work as long as you live, why not just will yourself to not get sick or will yourself to not die? Not so simple, is it? You and I both know that you have only partial control over how long you either can work or will want to work. I've seen many a man in the vitality of his mid-years have a radical change of heart once age crept upon him. I've also seen a few men work well into their 80s, but it's only been a handful, and none of them works forever. Maybe someone that you know overdid it with saving for tomorrow and not living for today. Admittedly, it's a balance, an art, a science, but a balance. But don't let the pain and disappointment of someone else's mistake drive you to live irresponsibly today. Irresponsibility always has a price tag. It may be a price you pay, or your spouse pays, or more likely that both of you end up paying. Think about something. Do you know many people who do what you do for a living with a similar level of success? Probably so. Professionals and knowledge workers tend to congregate in associations or study groups, and you can measure your own success against that of your peers. But how many professionals do you know that have worked well into old age, stayed reasonably healthy, and just woke up dead one day, leaving no messy trail of healthcare bills, nursing home stays, home-based caregiver costs, or other inconveniences oftentimes associated with dying? I'd venture to say that you may know some, but lots more whose end wasn't nearly as neat. Don't we all visualize a similar path? Live a long, vital life well into our senior years with good health and happy times. And I think that's a great goal. It's one I'm shooting for myself. But there's a huge difference between a goal and a bet. It's not a good idea to bet the farm that you'll thread the needle of longevity and health and career and a myriad other unexpected future events. That's why you save. The beginning of any healthy financial plan is spending less than you earn. In other words, to save money. It's not a negotiable thing to do for a person who doesn't want others to pay for their own lack of willingness to be responsible. You can enjoy your life today and save money for the unexpected tomorrows. It will simply involve a plan that begins with clear-headed views of reality. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.